Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello there.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the first episode of Deep Matter Radio. It's 21st of April, 2009, and it's 5:25
p.m., just before dinner time,
if you turn your clocks 12 hours in advance, then my colleague would be correct. Here we are.
A surprise edition, first edition, as you had mentioned at one point, the expansion of the Deep Matter Empire, if you will.
As I mentioned in the previous take, that you should all be familiar with.
I'm Christopher, by the way.
I'm Alexander. The one with the horrendous voice
is Christopher.
You cringe is Alexander.
It's Christopher. And the other one is Alexander.
We're making fucking stupid comments and jokes. It's Christopher.
We're here in Toronto right now.
Christopher has come to visit me in my 100 Spadina Road residence, in order to, do some stuff like this that we're doing now.
And also return a library book.
It's currently gray and almost rainy in Toronto.
So it's perfect Deep Matter weather. Pathetic fallacy, if you will. Right?
And yeah.
Thank you. I guess that's all we have for an introduction.
Yeah, I think that's our introduction.
We hope to make this a regular feature, but not regular as in weekly or monthly, as in every so often.
Or maybe it'll be monthly?
I don't know.
Can we do it monthly?
Let's just play it by ear for now. We don't want to set ourselves up for anything we can't do.
Yeah, let's play by ear and do it monthly.
Let's make it at least... Should we make it at least monthly, then?
Yeah, sounds good.
I think we can do it more often. Okay. So, first item on the agenda is... Alexander?
Apart from the introduction, the first item is... we want to make an announcement about the current downsizing, as my friend has put it, of the subscriber lists, or list, singular.
It's a pretty short list. Due to recent economic turmoil, if you will, that we all suffer from.
Including us at Deep Matter.
Especially us here at Deep Matter. I guess I gotta stop turning away, because I keep on looking at the window, but I think I'm not speaking into the microphone at that point.
You're looking for windows even in front of me.
So anyway, okay, it's the telephone.
There's one of you calling us, as usual.
Should I pause this? How do I pause it?
It's Facebook.
But it's a subscriber.
We're back.
Hello. Sorry about that.
It was the telephone.
You heard my troubles with pausing the program. So where were we?
I think we're discussing the downsizing of subscription list.
Describer list, I guess.
List of subscribers. We've been noticing that a few of you haven't been paying your bills.
Paying your dues. Or responding to the notes. A possible reason for this is that you have yet to open the envelope, which enclosed the most recent... we're just making an educated guess. That is our research hypothesis. That some people have not opened the zines.
The envelopes. The very envelopes that would...
notify them as to the situation. the severity of the situation.
So you could almost say that. You could almost say that it's ironic that the reason that we haven't received notifications of these individuals' continuing desire for a subscription is that they don't desire to open the envelope in which they'd find out that the subscription
anyway,
is ending.
Right? So it's probably not ironic, because that would be the exact. It's, seeing as it's exactly to be expected, probably not ironic. Don't you think?
Good point.
There's a sly reference there. Anyway, so I think basically, due to the obscene cost, which I think most people don't realize, and time that goes into each issue of Deep Matter, we're asking for a minor subscription fee to cover less, just to ameliorate the costs, I suppose, because it still doesn't cover costs.
We're asking for about $10 to $13. I think 12 or 11 or something like that.
But really, that? Anything above $8 we would be happy with, if you gave it to us as opposed to us having to ask you for it. But, so if you don't receive any more issues of Deep Matter, it is because you are on the expired subscribers list. Should we read this list? Maybe we should read it.
To explain the thing is that we just gave out subscriptions at first for free because it's the nice thing to do, but we thought that...
So we did that for a year.
Yeah, we thought that eventually we could... it would be like a temporary, like a... What do you call it? Like a
we just couldn't
preview subscription.
Wait to cash in on it. So maybe they don't want their full name on this popular podcast radio show.
Yeah, so maybe just...
Their first name and last initial?
So yeah, just to let these people know. Mr. R...
I think we could say their first name and then last initial. What do you think? I think that makes more sense.
Yeah. Because
anyone could have this first name.
Okay, Ryan L.
Kyle M.
Emil D.
Robert C. If you hear your name on this list, please contact us at deepmatter@gmail.com. Or you more than likely know our personal email addresses as well. So those would also work. Or you could phone us or visit the apartment.
Or you could just let one of your ladies, the nearest girlfriend,
go through your girlfriend and our ex-girlfriend network and get them to pass along the message. And that way you will not even have to get up.
The girlfriends of our readership, it was once said that they're like spiders. They can be found in any place. Anywhere you are on Earth, there's a girlfriend of, for instance... one NK. I won't go any further than that.
And also, if they're like spiders, because if you kill one, it will rain that day.
I feel that we should make an announcement, or we should acknowledge the, peculiarly, gap.
Rhythmic,
rich, style of speech that we've developed so far in this radio thing that we're making
broadcast.
So you might find it weird because it's not like how we speak in the zine, it's also weird that you don't realize that if you're writing things. It's easier to sound good.
So it's probably not that weird. But maybe you just didn't realize how poorly we speak.
Yeah, so don't be surprised Actually, be surprised.
A little surprised.
But, yeah, we just want to let you know that we realize that we sound like idiots.
And that the reason for all the gaps is because when we start a sentence, we only know what we're going to say for, like, the first three words. And then after that, we basically have to make it up as we go along. And it's we're not good at it. We're not good at improvising.
This is a taste of what my speech is like in real life, especially for strangers.
This is a taste of friendship with Alexander and Christopher.
And I'm not joking. I speak terribly. I have to think a lot. And I'm scrupulous about speech. And I, like, I impugn everything I say in my mind, like, before I say it, so I can't say it before I've decided it's proper, and I have ridiculous rules for myself for what I can say. And also, I don't think fast. It takes me a long time to think of things and to word things.
But you do. You have
except when I'm talking right
wit.
Now. To no, what?
You have a quick wit, though.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Quick
at all.
Wit about you.
I guess if you're talking about yourself, that would be true. But
yeah, okay.
Perfect.
So anyway,
When my voice goes quiet, it's because I'm looking up because I'm nervous.
It's really, yeah. I feel extra self-conscious right now.
Yeah, me too. But it's kind of a fun self-conscious.
Well, seeing as two people will probably listen to this.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this,
lucky.
Please email us at deepmatter@gmail.com and say, I am listening to this. You don't have to say anything else.
That's all you have to say.
And we will appreciate that.
This is it. Let us know what you think of the radio thing so far, if you can, but you probably won't email at all, so just email with an empty message and subject heading, and we'll know that it's from a Deep Matter reader.
Yep.
So, on to topic number 2 or 3, depending on what you consider the introduction.
Covered a couple of them there, too. What do you want to do next? We really didn't... We're going to run into these topics quickly.
Oh, also, for March and April, we've yet to release the zines for those months. And, yeah, we apologize for that, but we've just had a lot of work because we're in university and our courses are ending right now.
Yes.
So that will be worked on really soon, and we're going to try to get those done.
Alexander finishes in 3-4 days? And I've finished
Friday.
Friday. What day of the week is it right now?
24th.
Monday or Tuesday?
It's
Tuesday.
Tuesday today.
I just finished a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm technically done school until fall. And
must be nice. And I'm going to have summer school, so...
Yeah.
In a few weeks I'll be starting again.
Right.
And
I think that's about it. Maybe we should go to a commercial
break. Have a commercial break?
Yep.
Right.
Time for a break. Here it is.
Warning.
Fire sale.
Alert yourself.
On Deep Matter monthly subscriptions.
2009.
Going from $10 to $20.
Or more. Featuring such new aspects as thick paper that is now grid.
A new font called Baskerville that was developed in the 18th century.
No more quotations. No more of those insipid, silly quotations.
More content that no one will read.
More covers.
Bigger font, I mean typeface size, for an overall font effect that's easier on the eye for those who complained about the typeface size.
Same sense of self. Sacrifice.
Bigger
satisfaction.
Bigger bold headings for each section.
Still 100% free of sexism.
Simply contact your nearest editor at deepmatter@gmail.com. to take advantage of this fire sale. Fire sale.
And welcome back.
And we're back on Deep Matter Radio.
Deep Matter Radio, issue one.
Inaugural edition.
Thank you for staying tuned for that commercial announcement.
I haven't heard that commercial before, have you?
No, I think it's a new one.
Yeah, I wished them well.
Yeah, they sound like a good team.
A good bunch
if
of...
If a little young and... Unexperienced.
A little green behind the ears, but I'm sure they'll grow into
happens to the best of us.
A lot of great experiences through their life.
So, for a few conclusive ending notes here.
Already.
We'd like to.
We'd like to send a. I guess send a word out to a good portion of our fan base, if you will. If we can call it that. They're in different countries right now. So if we could say a couple.
There are several fans of ours in different countries.
There's a base of fans.
And these countries include
China, the People's Republic of China.
The were those monkeys? The Kingdom of United.
Are they in the UK right now?
I guess so.
I don't know what country. Weren't they going to other places in Europe too? Well, I guess Wales is still part of the UK. Yeah. So the UK is good. So to these people, we have... Alexander has a word for you. Alexander?
I just wanted to let you know that we think that you... should be notified that you're going to get your subscriptions. I mean, you're going to get your issues when you come back. And the sooner you come back, the faster you'll get your Deep Matter issues, right?
Yep.
So in other words, you should...
Time to start looking at travel...
Sprinting to the
Travelpedia, or to Travelpedia, to check out... The soonest flights.
Well, we're not going to endorse any specific commercial endeavors.
There's also...
except for the...
Travopolis.
The one already mentioned.
Probably.
But anyway...
Travel Mania, I think, is another one.
So anyway...
That probably is. Check out the flight times. And
we just wanted to say that...
We'll meet
also,
you at the airport.
It's really stupid to travel so much.
Very rude. Inconsiderate.
Like, I don't know what the...
So we should make, this is what I think we should do, we should set a rule, like a time limit, for the maximum amount of time you can leave, and that will be a month total. So if you leave for 2 years, that is...
For every extra day after that first month that you're allowed. Actually, no, you're not allowed a month. That's way too much.
Well, a month over the course of one's life. So if you choose to take it all at once.
A month if it's within reach of, like, a reasonable trip. Like, if you're in Montreal and we're in Toronto. But not around the world.
Well, the thing is, I think I put this idea forward in private, I suppose. Is the idea, if you go that long, say if you're gone for, well, I don't know, 2 years to a country in... one of the most populated countries in the world, we'll say, hypothetically, when you return, you should have to go through a process to justify why you should be let back into our clique, if you will. Because who knows what has gone on in those 2 years? We don't know where you've been.
We don't know what you were dragged through. In the gutters of that country.
We don't know what steaming bowls of
white food you've been
poking your head out of.
So on that note,
we'll be accepting applications
for interns.
Yeah, also for new friends to replace old ones that are gone. that are as good as dead to us.
We'll be accepting applications for voice lessons, voice teachers.
Voice teachers. Maybe we can hire those children from the commercial.
Yeah, those ones.
They're pretty good. I bet they have a lot to teach us. We could learn a lot from the youth of today, right?
That's true. And one last thing. We have an interview with Mayor David Miller, mayor of Nipissing University.
I don't remember that.
But we're going to be omitting that interview this time around. So, yeah. It's getting a bit sunnier over here, so I think that marks the end of this first episode of Deep Matter Radio.
I think we should do another one fairly soon. And the next one...
Yeah, within a month or something.
Maybe within a week or so. We're getting the kinks out right now. I think the next one will be even better. And I bet the kids who do the commercials...
No, we're not Jamaican.
Jamaican me crazy right now. I think the kids...
But what else is new? What else is old?
Anyway, I'm probably going to finish what I was saying before you interrupted me a couple times.
Don't talk to the audience again.
That's weird. Are you referring to your future self listening to this radio broadcast?
So anyway... Joel's asleep right now. In other news.
In other news, Alexander has accidentally taken to calling himself Joel, which I find rather odd.
If your name is Rob, you've probably tuned out... At this point,
you've probably
smashed your radio. No.
You've probably given it to your partner to smash in half. So, how long can we? Can I click on this to see how long this has been so far?
Or yeah, will click stop on it. And when he clicks, he might. The episode.
No, but we should. No, will that? I want to click to
click
see.
Click down here.
Will that stop anything?
On the little clock. No, just click down again.
Oh, those are the keys. 22 minutes.
22 minutes at this point, folks.
Our next one will be half an hour long, and there will be more to it. I promise.
And either more or fewer gaps in our sentences.
And I will get Alexander to talk closer to the microphone so that my voice isn't so overbearing and annoying. I apologize for that.
And I'll try to... have not such an annoying voice as well.
Me too. That makes two of us.
I don't know if people have noticed, but I have a voice that sounds like it's really squeaky or something. So anyway, thank you for listening.
And we will see you very soon. Remember, if you have anything to say, any comments, deepmatter@gmail.com, or if you would like to subscribe to the zine, or... to have some lantern CDs.
Any of those things, just email us immediately at deepmatter@gmail.com.
Or go to our website, deepmatter.blogspot.com.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
Bye. Until next time.